finally, this is so exciting. Just to say it, Lou. Live music is back in 2021. The Sounds Better Together concert on Monday, featuring the great Daryl Braithwaite, the wonderful Deborah Conway, and of course the legend Jimmy Barnes. And Barnesy joins us. Jimmy, good morning.
G'day, guys. How you doing?
Oh, so well. We're so excited, Jimmy. I bet you are too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's been a huge year, and it's still, you know, God knows which way it's going to go for the next year. But we get a window, and we're getting to play some shows, which is really nice. And I think it's a great initiative of Visit Victoria. And Mushroom, of course, putting all this together. It's really cool.
Yeah.
So glad to get out in front of an audience again.
Yeah. It's so awesome. At the home of A Day on the Green, All Saints Stadium, Rutherglen. Beautiful place for it as well. And would I be right in saying it's the longest break that you've had from playing live music in, what, more than a decade?
My whole career.
Oh, really? For your whole career?
My whole career. Since 1973.
Wow. That's extraordinary.
Yeah, I know, because as it happened, I'd just finished doing Criminal Record Tour and then the Cold Chisel Tour, which we were supposed to be playing Rutherglen, but it burnt out. So I'm really pleased to be coming back because of that. But we finished that tour and we thought, oh, you know, we're going to take a break now anyway. I wasn't expecting this long a break.
No.
So when was the date?
It was one of those.
Sorry. Yeah.
It was one of those things where I thought, okay, now what am I going to do? So I kept busy. I've written an album, I've written a book, I've written a cookbook with Jane, we're writing a cookbook with Jane, sorry. We've done all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, you were on social media heaps. You and Jane put together those songs, and it was so awesome.
It was good fun. You know what happened was we were just sitting around, and we're sitting here in our night, we've got a nice place, and we weren't sort of like Victoria where we could actually walk out if we wanted to. And we just thought how terrible it must be for everybody down there. So we thought we'd reach out, you know, send a song, you know, see if we can, let people connect a bit. And it was something that really took on a life of its own. People really, 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 excuse me, I got the hiccups. People really, really loved it. And it became really sort of cathartic and it worked for us too. You know, it was our way of reaching out.
Yeah.
And over the period of 12 months, Jane learned to play guitar, and she's actually really good now.
Yeah, it was so good.
It's amazing.
And doing all those songs, you know, we'd pick songs that our parents sang and, you know, obscure songs that we'd heard on movies and stuff. And over the period of a year, I think I've become a much better singer for it too, so which is really cool.
That is cool. Do you think, Barnesy, and we've asked a few people this, do you think it's brought your family a bit closer together?
Yeah, you know, it has. We spent a lot of time close with family. You know, and sometimes, you know, when you get too close with family, you can end up having fights.
Exactly. Yes.
But you know, that's what normal families do. So we've done a bit of that as well. But we all get on. We all love each other dearly. But there's been a few of the family who we haven't been able to see. You know, like Jackie, my son, who was in Queensland. We couldn't get up there at all for most of the year, and he just had a new baby. So there was a window a week before Christmas where it was all clear, and we flew up and seen him, which was great. My daughter, lovely. Eliza Jane, lives in Auckland, so we haven't seen her since it's over a year now. So thank God for FaceTime and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, you're so
right. And so many people can absolutely relate. I think just about everyone. I mean, my nephew's visiting me at the moment. I haven't seen him for a year. So it is wonderful that we're getting those times where we can reconnect with our families.
Yeah, that's really good. And I feel a bit sorry for poor Jane because she's trapped in a room with me.
Well, she learned guitar. That's a bonus.
Yeah, that's why she's learned guitar. No, sorry, I can't talk now. I'm learning guitar. No, because I'm a bit hyperactive. But, you know, it's been really nice. We've actually, because Jane and I, we've been married for four years. And we've toured constantly for that four years.
Yeah.
And so this year is the longest I've stayed put ever. And so to be in our own house, this house where we've got all the things we love, this is our dream house where we want to grow, and to have a year where we could watch all the seasons change and see the house, how it shifts and moves and you know, becomes more beautiful every day.
Oh,
it's incredible.
So
we get to really appreciate, you get to appreciate the things that you've got as opposed to, you know, always looking for something new, you know, which was really great.
Yeah, I can understand now. All right, let's turn our attention, though, to coming back to doing what you do best, and that is performing live in front of heaps of people with the one and only Daryl Braithwaite. And you would have done so much with Daryl over the years, I'm sure.
I've known Daryl since I was a young singer. We used to support Sherbet in Adelaide. One of my biggest memories of doing a gig was when Sherbet were like the Beatles here. You know, it was like mass crowds. And I remember we did a gig in Sydney with them. I wrote about it as one of the books, but we did a gig in Sydney with them, and we went on, and you know, people were just like, yawning, going to get drinks, you know. It's called Chisel playing. We're playing at our best, but you know, they just didn't get us.
Yeah.
And then Sherbet came on, and it was like hysteria. And I was watching from the side of the stage, and as they finished their set, Daryl said, "Come with us." And so I'm just, you know, I'm a young singer. I didn't know what you saw, but come with me, come on. And he was leaving the gig, and we're in an armored van. You know,
and
the van's getting stopped and rocked and tipped. And I often say to Daryl, because he's a dear friend, often say, I think that was my first sort of glimpse of like what was the you know, what rock stardom was like.
Yeah.
And to tell you the truth, I was never that big a rock star. It, you know, they were huge. So
different kind of fans, Barnsley. Different.
Just, yeah, very
just
different.
Different kind of fans.
My fans get armored cars. Keep me away.
Hey, one more thing but before you go, yeah. Barnsley. Can I make a request for you to do a particular song?
Yeah, if we can do it, if the band know it, we can do it.
Well, yeah. Here's the thing. You see, I am genuinely a huge fan of yours, and my favourite song of yours is actually really, really, really obscure. So,
All right.
I actually thought, can we test out Barnsley, Lou?
All right.
Oh, I don't know. Ask Barnsley. All right.
You know how many songs I've written?
I know.
I can have a go. Listen, if it catches my ear, I'll let you know.
All right. Here we go. I've got an intro for it. Here we go. Let's kick it off.
Does Barnsley know Barnsley's own song?
All right. Does Barnsley know? All right. Here we go. 5 seconds
spent
of the
hours
song.
On that, Barnsley.
Here we go. All right.
It's from the Flesh and Wood period.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Mid-90s.
Is it not same the same woman?
I've got the chorus. Do you want me to play back the chorus?
Yes,
for you?
Play the chorus.
I love this song more than any other song. Not only of yours, but this is actually in my top five. Let's have a listen. Oh, Barnsley, I love it. How did that not make Cyclone?
You know who wrote that?
No.
Jane.
Oh, really?
Get out.
Yes. Jane wrote a few songs on that album. That one was that because there was about two or three of Jane's on there, and there were like beautiful ballads. So we couldn't put too many ballads on, so we had to drop one.
Yeah.
And that was on the bonus tracks.
Yes, it was.
If you would tear my heart out.
Oh, Barnsley, you made
my day.
Oh,
you're giving me goosebumps. That's beautiful.
I'm guessing
it was Jane's song.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, if you could do that on Monday, Barnsley, I'd be really appreciative.
All right, no worries. I'll get Jane. Well, Jane's with me, so we can do it. We'll do a little number for you.
That would be fantastic. Barnsley, it's been an absolute delight. Like you said, you've been so busy, never idle, and we're just so rapt that you're going to be back out live so that all of Australia can enjoy you. Thank you so much for chatting with us.
Nice to talk to you, and thanks for the jogging my memory. That's a nice song.